Are you struggling to make better business decisions in your entrepreneurship journey? Do you keep finding yourself operating in fear, anxiety, and doubt when it comes to making those decisions in your business? Are you having a hard time managing your emotions as it pertains to operating in your business? Go ahead and sign up for my 3-day training on how to merge business and emotional intelligence. I'm going to teach you in this free training how to identify toxic, negative emotions as it pertains to your entrepreneurship journey. I'm going to help you identify those negative thoughts and those behaviors that keep you from being consistent in your entrepreneurship journey. This is a 3-day free event on Zoom. We will have 3 live sessions on March 3rd through the 5th at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. It is absolutely free, but if you would like to upgrade your ticket to VIP, you get 1 business strategy session with me, 1 hour of one-on-one business coaching with me, any day of the week you would like. You will also get access to the live session replays on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday evening. And last but not least, you will get priority emails from me for exclusive offers, trainings, events, and notifications on what I am doing in my business. You will be the first to know everything that is going on with Living in Pursuit. So if you would like to sign up for this training, go ahead and click the link in the show notes, and I will see you next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. See you there. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Living in Pursuit podcast. I am your host, Drea K. If this is your first time tuning in, hi, my name is Drea. I have been on my entrepreneurship journey since 2021. This podcast started in 2020, and we have been rocking and rolling ever since. I pray each episode is encouraging to you all, and I pray that if an episode inspires and motivates and encourages you the most, go ahead and leave a rating and a review so others can know about the Living in Pursuit podcast. I hope that last episode got us together because, oh Lord, I feel this reigniting. I feel like my entrepreneurship journey, I feel like I'm finally focused. I feel as though I am finally on a path that I can be certain of. The fact that God keeps bringing me back to the life coaching and the business and podcasting and all of these things, I mean, at this point, girl, ding, 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 knock on the head. What? Come on now. This is the thing. No matter what it looks like, no matter what season you go through, and yeah, no matter how you feel, for so long, I have allowed my feelings to dictate what I do, what I say, how I say it, and my behaviors and everything follow through with those emotions. And I just feel like I'm in a place where I am able to catch myself. I'm able to I'm more aware of it, right? So now I'm able to not only implement those things into my life and begin to transform how I think, how I feel, what I do, I'm able to implement those lessons into my life coaching business. So if you are interested in one-on-one coaching with me, whether it be life coaching or business coaching, go ahead and click the link in my show notes. All of the information will be on the landing page when you click the link, and we will go from there. What other announcements we got, y'all? What's been going on? What has been going on? Oh, my baby, Jeremiah, my 8-year-old son, he made it on the all-star team for his basketball team. Y'all, don't play with him. Okay, don't play with my baby because, yeah, he's really him. All right, he's really him. He already think he's Steph Curry. And it'd be so funny when my baby be crossing over them kids. What is you doing out there, son? He be making his little points and he be crossing them kids. Last night, we went to his game last night. And one thing that everybody was talking about was, oh, that was a nice crossover he did. Oh, y'all saw that crossover? And I'm sitting up there, you know, in my feels, like, yeah, that's my baby. I didn't teach him that, but that's my baby. Parents, make sure you pour into your children. I don't care if they don't make any baskets. I don't care if they don't know how to dribble the ball down the court. Pour into those children, please. Whatever they are into, make yourself available to learn about it. Even if you don't understand why they are into it, just make yourself available. Pique some interest, show interest in what they like. I'm telling you, this makes a huge, huge difference, y'all. Yeah, but anyway, now that we've gotten through all of the announcements and, all of the things, five ways God teaches you endurance. So yeah, I truly believe that a lot of us are in a season of endurance. God is teaching us how to endure, whether we like it or not, whether we were prepared or not. I believe that this is a season of endurance. It's also a season of testing, but the testing is producing endurance. It's producing perseverance on the inside of us. And we've touched on this a little bit in previous episodes, but if it's not clear as day by now, it's definitely clear as day. God is sharpening our minds. He's shifting our mindsets. He is producing patience on the inside of us. He is producing the fruit of the Spirit. He's cultivating it on the inside of us. And these five ways that He teaches you how to endure is a direct result of the pruning of the fruit. Y'all know we was talking about John 15 and this whole revelation of the fruit and being like a tree planted by the water and all of these things, right? So all of these things that I will mention is going to be a direct result of the types of fruit that God is producing and cultivating inside of you. If y'all can hear that lawnmower, I am sorry. I'm so sorry. I hope it's not rude. So the first way God teaches you how to endure is silence. Silence. I got so used to God speaking to me through a dream, through the word, giving me these deep, deep, deep revelations on things. I was so used to God speaking to me in that way that now he's like limiting what he shows me and tells me. And that's not a direct result of my behavior or my stewardship or anything like that, but I really think that it is because we as prophetic people, we can get so used to that. We start depending on that. We get so used to receiving and spending time with God in that way that we don't search him out. We don't seek him. Like, if you don't show up in this way, then I guess you just ain't gonna show up. Like, if you don't talk to me in this way, I guess you're just not speaking to me right now. But it cripples you in a way. It's like a parent putting training wheels on a child's bike. And then once they grow up spiritually, once they mature, once they get taller, once they get better at riding that bike, they take them training wheels off. And then as they are riding the bike, it's not that they never left them. They're still there guiding them. They're still there watching them ride their bike, but they're not as hands-on anymore because they want the child to learn on their own. They want the child to learn how to ride the bike by themselves. And that's what God does to us. He wants us to seek him on our own without receiving a deep revelation, without being woken up in the middle of the night, without, seeing all of these signs and, numbers and whatever the case may be, however God speaks to you, biblically, let's say that. God just wants us to seek him in different ways and don't get comfortable in the way that we're used to. So in silence, God can literally stop speaking to you the way he's always speaking to you for the purpose of you still coming to seek him. Like, not allowing his silence to dictate how you seek him, not allowing the silence to deter you from him, not allowing the silence to get you to think that he's abandoning you or that he's rejecting you, but it is to teach you and train you on how to seek God in multiple ways. It's an endurance. Like, God, you're not showing up in this way. So that means I have to show up, or I have to seek you in another way. I have to find you. I have to seek you. I have to constantly like discipline myself in seeking you. Because if I don't, I'm just gonna be out here doing stuff in my own strength. I'm gonna just be out here like relying on other people. I'm gonna be out here tempted to go to the prophet or go to, that church or, seek wisdom and advice from other people that God is trying to give to me specifically in another form of communication. So when God is silent, that does not mean he's abandoned you, and that does not mean that he does not love you anymore or that you did something wrong. That does not mean that. It means you have to begin to search God out, search the mysteries. Some seasons, God is going to give you the mysteries. That season is to teach you how to listen. That season is to teach you how to seek him to build up what he's already given you. But in seasons of silence, he's teaching you how to endure the process of searching him out. Also, if you download the show notes, I will also have a plethora of what are these scriptures that I'm going to include in the show notes as well. And I got a bunch of them. I'm not gonna go over him over them right now because it's quite a few. So I'm gonna list it in the show notes if you want to download it for yourself. The second way God teaches us how to endure is difficulty. My God, Lord, why is this so difficult? This used to be easy. This used to come natural. Like, this used to come so easy to me, but now it's hard. Now it's harder. I'm finding that I'm having to endure the process of constantly pursuing after this thing, even when unforeseen circumstances come up, even when the difficulty presents itself. Social media, for example. We used to be able to get on TikTok and the videos would go viral, right? We would put low effort into the videos. We'll give a prophetic word. We'll give a word of wisdom and knowledge, and that'll be cool, right? We in our business, some of us, or I would say me, I used to rely heavily on TikTok to get clientele, right? So now that TikTok has gone through this whole rebrand or whatever they done did, my videos aren't going as viral. My posts aren't being seen by the 22,000 followers that I have. So, what used to be easy, what used to be a natural thing for me in my business, I'm having to reshift and refocus on a different strategy because I cannot depend on social media any longer. That's a whole nother episode. Same as YouTube or Instagram or, whatever, like whatever social media platform that you are on, whether you are using it for leisure or content creation or to build a business or make money, these algorithms are ever changing. These algorithms are getting more and more analytical, and it's not even based on what you need. Like the type of content that they are feeding you is based on what you are liking. It's based on how many times you click the like button. It's based on what, like, you're basically telling the algorithm this is what you like, even if it's something that you liked in passing. Like, this isn't the type of content that you are used to watching, or even the type of content that you want to watch. It's just something that you liked while you were scrolling. But because you liked those type of videos a certain amount of time, the algorithm thinks that this is what you want. So it's going to start feeding it to you. If you study data analytics, if you study like tech, anything in tech, everything that's going on right now in the tech industry is about automation. Everybody is trying to automate their systems. Everybody is trying to revamp and improve the algorithm on all of these social media platforms. But it's not even catered to what we desire. It's not even catered to the type of things that we need. It's just analytical. It's like a system, if you will. So yeah, when something becomes difficult, when something, even in your marriage, even in a friendship, even in like whatever, when things become difficult, that does not give you the right to give up. It does not give you the right to stop. It does not give you the right to ghost, right? So if you are finding that something that used to be easy or used to be smooth sailing is now becoming difficult, that is the time to take a step back, but re-strategize. Take a step back, ask God, is this something you want me to continue to do, or is this something you want me to press through? What we do, us creative people, us people who cannot stand difficulty or disruptions or inconsistency, we immediately get into our emotions and we want to give up. We be like, why is this so hard? I'm not doing this. But just because it is difficult, it does not mean that you should stop. Just because it is difficult does not mean that you should give up on it entirely. It literally means push through. Just push through. Get through it. I'm pretty sure college is hard for a lot of people. I went to the library yesterday and I saw a study group of, I want to say, like nurses, some RNs, registered nurses, and they were sitting down and I kind of overheard their conversation while I was passing through. And they basically were saying, y'all, I just need a B to get through this class so that I can do this or so that I can do that. And they were basically just talking about how difficult the class was and how they needed a passing score in order to get to the next level of their education. And so that kind of stuck with me because, first of all, I've been watching Grey's Anatomy. Like, I'm on season 5. So when I saw them, I thought to myself, like, dang, y'all, I commend y'all because the type of stuff that Meredith Grey has to go through, I cannot imagine. So difficulty is a way that God teaches you endurance. How to get through it is a direct reflection of your intimacy with God, but also your behaviors, your mindset, how you approach the difficulty is dependent on your maturity in Christ. If you're having a hard time enduring difficulty, you need to be in your word. Lord, how do I endure difficulty? Lord, show me something in this word where somebody has gone through a hard and challenging and difficult season, but they got through it. Job, show me what behaviors I need to change in order to get through this difficulty and get to the place you actually need me to be. Another way God teaches you how to endure is through loss. Y'all know I'm still salty about losing my job, but I'm recovering. I'm not gonna lie. I'm covering. I'm getting, it's getting better for me. Okay. I'm accepting the call on my life. Amen. I am choosing, okay, to get into this entrepreneurship full time and let the Lord do whatever it is that He wants to do. But experiencing loss, I have experienced so much loss within the past 2 years that I just know it's a lesson in this. I just know it's purposeful. I just know that whatever I lost, it was meant to teach me something. It was meant to teach me to endure. Just because you are experiencing loss, it does not give you again, it does not give you the right to give up. It does not give you the right to stop. Yes, take your breaks. Yes, take a step back. If it's something that's still like messing with you, if it's something that's still bothering you and you're still going through it, yes, it's okay to take a break. But you eventually have to get back up. You eventually have to continue on the path. Whatever you lost, whether that be an apartment, a job, a friend, a relationship, life does not stop because we've lost something. And I don't want to minimize the feelings and the emotions and the heartache and the grief that loss brings us, but at the end of the day, what I realized is that if I lost it, did I need it? If I lost this, was it really meant for me? Like, if it was taken away from me, is it really something that I needed in this season of my life? And I'm not pertaining to like a parent or, experiencing death or anything like that. I'm just talking about losing it as in it being taken away from you, in a way that does not reflect death. When you lose something, your immediate response is to try to get it back. Your immediate response is to get upset, to get sad, to get angry, getting your emotions basically. But If you don't manage those emotions, if you don't become self-aware of what you're feeling and what you're doing, you're gonna find yourself trapped in those emotions. You're gonna find yourself stuck and stagnant. You're going to, there's going to be some type of neglect in your life. When we allow those emotions to get in our way, we can become neglectful of our responsibilities. We become neglectful of friendships, relationships, even our children. Sometimes when we are just in our emotions and we are like feeling the feels, I don't want to be mommy today. I don't want to be daddy today. I don't want to help you deal with your emotions. Like, I'm going through a lot on my own right now, and that literally creates separation between you and what God called you to be and what He's called you to do. Another response to loss is to abandon God, all like get mad at God. And we've talked about this in a previous episode. I forgot which one, but that bitterness, when you lose something, that bitterness literally comes for your neck, okay? And bitterness will try to get you to abandon everything. It will try to get you to stay stuck in those negative emotions. But after some time, you will realize that thing that you lost, you don't even really need it. That thing that you lost was probably a stumbling block. It was probably a comfort zone. It was probably something that was not meant for you. It was probably something that distracted you from your true purpose in life. When you experience loss, yes, the temptation to become bitter, the temptation to get mad at God and stay stuck and stagnant in your feelings is there. It's also an opportunity for you to go to God. And also, just be grateful for what you do have. It teaches you how to be grateful of the people that are still in your life. It teaches you how to be grateful of the opportunities you've got to experience before you lost the thing. Loss teaches you how to reflect, right? Whether that be negative or positive. When you experience loss, it teaches you how to endure the in-between. The in-between time of feeling your feels, learning how to manage and cope with your emotions in a healthier way, learning how to get back to a good place with God. It teaches you how to bounce back. It teaches you how to endure the process of having it, but then losing it. And then going from losing it to gaining it in whatever timeline God sees fit. Another way God teaches you how to endure is through stillness. Now, y'all know I have a little ADHD in my brain a little bit, and seasons of stillness, not doing nothing, not being able to pursue this at this time, when it bothers me. It bothers me. 'Cause Lord, why are we not out here exploring the world? Why we're not out here saving lives? Why we not out here with a cape on, saving the people from captivity? Why do we need to sit still? That is a season that God teaches you how to endure not doing nothing, how to endure waiting on God to give you your next instruction, enduring the temptation to try to get yourself out of a season of stillness. A season of stillness teaches you how to actually be still. When there's nothing for you to pursue at the moment, those moments of stillness, God really teaches you about you. He really holds a mirror up to you and begins to reveal things to you that need to change. These types of seasons can be counted as seasons of healing as well, because these types of seasons, when you're not busy and focused on pursuing and out and about doing this and doing that, and you may be in a season of isolation or stillness or whatever you want to call it, this is the time where God can have your full attention. This is the time where God can really pour into you in the secret place. This is a season where God can really show you what's next and show you how to endure the next part of your life. Think of it as like a season of like a pit stop. This is the pit stop along the journey. This is the stillness that you need in order to bounce back from a season of loss or learn a new form of communicating with God. These types of seasons allows you to endure the temptation of wanting to, like hustle and bustle and wanting to have this sense of purpose in your doing, in your work. Stillness teaches you how to trust God even when you aren't doing anything, even when you aren't pursuing anything, even when opportunities have slowed down, or stuff that's going on, like right now, when the algorithms are changing and what you used to get income from, you're not getting as much income in that anymore. The stillness teaches you how to be quiet. It teaches you how to stop being such a busybody. It teaches you how to reflect on what matters in your life, and it reveals what you value. It reveals the types of pursuits that you have been pursuing, and if those pursuits are something you need to continue. It's like a holy check. It's like, let me sit you down for a season so I can check you, but also love on you and correct you in love and show you things that you may have been blind to while pursuing what you were pursuing. The fifth way God teaches you endurance is through relationships. My God, the Lord will show you how to become patient with somebody that is racking your brain, somebody that is driving you up a wall. You can't quit your children. You can't quit your family. No, I don't know what this whole thing on TikTok and social media is about, what it is, no contact with your parents or no contact with your siblings or toxic people or whatever the case may be. I don't know what that is because I don't know. As a Christian, I can't cut my people off. I can't cut my parents off. Like, I can learn how to endure certain things. I can learn how to manage my emotions in a healthy way. I can go to God and get strategy on how to deal and endure these people. That's what I can do. But ghosting people and like cutting people off, like I can't, especially parents. Like most of our parents, like if you are a millennial, our parents are boomers. You know, these folks is old, they need some help, you know? And no matter how toxic or how difficult something that they are doing or saying may be, there is a way to deal with it without ghosting them, without cutting them off, without abandoning them. Again, these five ways of endurance is producing the fruit of the spirit on the inside of you. Your ability to endure is producing the patience. It's producing the peace. It's producing the self-control. It's producing the love on the inside of you, the longer you endure. And mind you, God is helping to cultivate these fruits. Like, God is cultivating your character in seasons of difficulty, in seasons of stillness, in seasons when God is silent. He's still teaching you something, even if he's not directly talking to you about it. Here, read that. Here, watch this. Here, go to that scripture. Like, he's on the inside of us, so there is always going to be a prompting to act. There's going to be a prompting to do something that will reveal his instruction. But you have to endure. Amen. You have to endure. You have to get through it, whether that be in the relationships or your parenting or on the job or in your entrepreneurship or in your healing journey. In order to see the result, you have to endure. I know this person hurt you. I know that this opportunity disappointed you, but that does not mean you get to quit. That does not mean try again. That means take the time that you need to build back up your faith. Because this is something that God wants you to do. This is something that God wants you to have. But if you're unable to endure the difficulty and all of the things that come with it during the process, how will you obtain it? How will you sustain it? We have to learn how to endure. Y'all heard me? I said we. Okay, we. There's no way around it. There's no way over it. The only way is through. I hope this episode was encouraging to you all. I pray that you got something out of this. I pray that you learn how to endure. I pray that God gives you the strength to endure. If you lack wisdom, seek Him. Lord, how do I endure this situation? How do I endure this healing process? How do I endure forgiveness? How do I endure the rejection? How do I endure the lack? How do I endure the difficulty that I am experiencing? If you are interested in one-on-one life coaching with me, go ahead and click the link in the show notes. If you want to learn how to identify the emotions, the mindsets, and the behaviors that are holding you back from becoming the version of yourself you know you can be, and you want to begin the process of transforming those mindsets, behaviors, and emotions to create a strategy on how to develop yourself in those areas, go ahead and click the link in my show notes. It is not too late to sign up for the business intelligence training for female entrepreneurs. Learn how to merge your emotional and business intelligence to make better business decisions. The link is in my show notes as well. And yeah, that's it for this podcast episode. I love you guys, and I will talk to you in my next episode. Bye.